Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 18 regarding Lalaina, L-A-L-A-I-N-N-A, Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S. Lalaina Waters is a 56-year-old woman who reports she injured her left ankle at work on 7-9-18. But on that occasion, she was walking to her car and tripped over a sprinkler head. Her left ankle rolled, but she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of a final diagnosis. Appears she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, I am not in receipt of her early contemporaneous treatment notes. Period, however, these are summarized in the evaluations, the prior permanency evaluations she underwent. Period, on 1-30-19, she was seen by Dr. Becan, B-E-C-A-N. Period. He noted she had been seen at WorkNet and referred for therapy. Period. On 8-20-18, she had MRI of the left ankle that revealed sprain anterior telofibular and calcaneofibular ligaments, comma, possible plantar fasciitis, comma, enlarged posterior talar process. Period. That same day, MRI of the foot revealed grade 2 strain of the interosseous muscles of the second intermetatarsal space. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bundens, who recommended therapy. Period. On 10-11-18, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. On this occasion, Dr. Becan offered a permanency assessment of 25% of the left leg for contusion and abrasion to the left knee, along with 32.5% of the left foot for a second-degree left ankle sprain with post-traumatic synovitis of the left ankle and post-traumatic peroneal tendonitis. Period. Paragraph, Ms. Waters was also seen by Dr. McClure on 10-12-20. Period. She continued to allege an injury to her left knee and ankle. Period. She states she tripped over a sprinkler head and fell, causing her left knee and ankle to roll inward. Period. He had detailed this in his prior report of 3-4-19. Period. He learned that on 7-9-18, she went to court and her case was settled. Period. However, due to continued complaints, she reopened the case. Period. She denied any interval treatment. Period. However, since his earlier evaluation, she stopped working at the insured. Period. She did not, as of 4-1-19, period, she did not lose any additional time from work due to this incident. Period. She states she is able to perform her job duties. Period. Clinical exam found there to be no complaints of tenderness or swelling about the left foot or ankle. Period. She displayed no difficulty or complaints transferring onto and off the exam table. Period. She gets up on her tiptoes successfully. Period. She has a regular reciprocating gait and requires no assistive device. Period. Incidentally noted was mild genu valgum ligament that is more noticeable on the right than the left. Period. She nevertheless had no knee complaints. Period. Dr. McClure thought her history of left ankle sprain with chronic medial scarring and plantar fasciitis period, her initial edema and plantar inflammation he believed resolved. Period. He found no increase in the previous 3.5% partial permanent disability of the left foot he had offered. Period. He did not see she was a candidate for additional treatment, including injections. Period. Once again, she was probably at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 5-11-21, Ms. Waters was seen orthopedically by Dr. Buntins. Period. He noted during standing she had a hyperpronated foot. Apparently she had very mild fullness laterally. Apparently she was tender over the anterior telefibular and calcaneal fibular ligaments. Apparently she has good motion and strength. Apparent stress to the ankle caused discomfort laterally. Apparent valgus stress testing does cause discomfort laterally as well. Apparent his assessment was left ankle pain associated with her hyperpronation as well as her injury. Apparent he felt this was then part accident related and in part due to her foot posture. Apparent he recommended updated x-rays and evaluation by a podiatrist with possible orthotic and a medial wedge that might help. Period. She was going to return to him in the future as needed. Period. In paragraph on 4/14/22, Ms. Waters saw Dr. Bundens again, having had recent x-rays of the left ankle. Period. She states her ankle was feeling okay, but changes with the weather. Period. Her pain rated 7/10. Period. Exam of the left ankle found it to be markedly hyperpronated while standing. Period x-rays of the knee of the ankle were negative. Appears she had good motion with no tenderness to palpation. Period. He thought her residual left ankle pain was secondary to her hyperpronation. Period. The injury from her sprain was well resolved. Period. He did not think she has any residual from her workers' compensation injury, but he thought it was her hyperpronation that is symptomatic. Brady again advised her to see a podiatrist and return on an as-needed basis. Brady did not think she had any residual disability from her previous injury. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower left ankle inversion was mildly limited to 30 degrees with tenderness. Period motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full and was fierce with a crepitus or tenderness. Period, she was tender to palpation at the left lateral malleolus, comma, the anterior telefibular ligament insertion, comma, the subtalar region, and the left fifth metatarsal, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes, but did so hesitantly on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/9/18, Lelina Waters tripped over a sprinkler head and injured her left knee and primarily her left ankle. Period. She was treated conservatively. Period. She had MRI studies of the left foot and ankle. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered. Period. She had also been seen orthopedically by Dr. Bundens. Period. She received orders approving settlement on 6/6/19 and then reopened her claim. Period. She returned to Dr. Bundens in 2022, who recommended no further treatment due to this injury. Period. He thought she was experiencing hyperpronation, for which she should see a podiatrist. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found she ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. She could walk on her heels and toes, but did so hesitantly on the left. Period. She wore sandals, which were not supportive. Period. She had minimally reduced range of motion at the left ankle in eversion with 30 degrees with tenderness. Period. She was tender to palpation at the left foot and ankle. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. New paragraph. There is, in my view, 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot as a result of the incident on 7/9/18. Period. There certainly is no increase in the components that led to Dr. McClure's earlier assessment, nor those within the order approving settlement. Period. End. Period. She initially revealed that her current hobbies include roller skating, comma, bike riding, comma, and walking, and they were not different from her past hobbies. When questioned further about this, she said she could not do any of those activities at this point. Period. Certainly, roller skating in particular is particularly strenuous on the ankle joints and could explain her persistent symptoms. Period. End.